Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online, also via the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us wherever you're listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers. By the way, it's a quiet night here where I'm at by the airport because I haven't heard a plane take off in a while, number one. And number two, there was nobody in the parking lot for the hotel back there when I went out there about an hour ago just to stick my nose out the door. So it looks like as if the scare is working, you know, with the coronavirus. Now, also, don't forget all the guys working the oil rigs, whether you're up in Alaska or you're over there in Saudi Arabia or you're in the Gulf of Mexico or up there in the frozen northern tundra where it's snowing tonight. We appreciate everything you guys and gals do. And check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and of course on Twitter at Captain's America. Now we're going to say the pledge and we're going to get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Okay, 877-969-8600, if you want to apply. Let's see here. Now, the primaries yesterday, presidential primaries, were held in three states. Ohio was supposed to, but they moved theirs over to June. So we had Arizona, we had Florida, we had Illinois, a total of 441 delegates up for grabs. Well, Joe Biden cleaned Bernie Sanders' clock, literally. Beat him badly in all three places, especially Florida. A million something votes, just over a million votes, to 390,000 votes. 3-1 he beat him down here. 3-1. Bernie's done. Bernie ought to know it. But he's not going to get out. Okay, let's see. Terry is saying, downtown Nashville is the same way. All bars and restaurants are closed. Yeah. They're closing now 10 o'clock at night in St. Pete. I don't know about Tampa. I'm not sure what they're doing here. But St. Pete, Pinellas County, they've limited the number of people that can be in a group and all that, or in a restaurant, sorry, things like that. Capacity's been cut down to, like, no more than 50. That's what we're doing here. and a lot of different areas are doing different things. Some places have actually shut their doors for whatever reason because I guess they can't, well, they don't have calling or something. I don't know what it is, but I know some people have actually said be back after the coronavirus. So it is what it is. But anyway, the Biden camp is feeling pretty good. And President Trump is feeling pretty good because down here in Florida, he got the 122 delegates that he needed. That gives him 1,330 above the 1,276 that he needs to win the nomination. So he now has got enough delegates to be nominated and win the nomination at the Republican Party. Now, Trump won more votes again than his opponent, but he's also won more votes than most other people. And when they said, and they said this a while ago, when Bernie was ahead of Trump, that Bernie would have beat Trump in Florida, I heard that, and I said, you are out of your mind. And I don't even know who said it. It was some liberal rag somewhere. I said, you are out of your mind. You have no idea. No idea about Florida. The last person in the world that was going to be Trump in Florida was going to be Bernie Sanders. The last person in the world. And by the way, you know what this is proving again about Bernie Sanders? His voter base doesn't show up to vote. Nope, they don't show up to vote. And all you got to do is look at the numbers. The numbers, the numbers are there because Joe Biden got the majority, about 75% of the moderate voters. Those are not the younger voters, I might add. The moderate voters are pretty much middle-aged to older voters. But the younger voters just aren't showing up for Bernie. I guess it's because he's not giving them free stuff or something. I don't know. Whatever. Strange stuff, though, isn't it? Oh, and let's see here. Let's listen to Larry Kudlow for a second.
Larry, have you talked to the president about this morning's market drop, and how would you characterize his response to that? That's number one. And number two, we've been assured in recent weeks that the fundamentals of the economy are strong. Yes. Do you still believe that?
I believe so. Important point, and so is the president. Fundamentals of the economy are strong. In fact, you know, we've had so many business groups, and they'll tell you, you know, through February, January, February, the economy was rising.
All righty, we'll get back to Larry when we come back from this break because he's got about another 70 seconds or thereabouts to talk. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, who are the makers of Relief Factor. They have been doing a bang-up job of it, and, of course, with my case, 3 years and 11 months later, well, here I am, and guess what? It works for me. And I have had some problems where if I was on some medication and the medication was making me dizzy and making me tired when I shouldn't have been tired, and I said, boy, there's got to be a better way. And I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher advertise this, and I went, 1995, okay, and that was 3 years and 11 months ago, and I haven't looked back since. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain together, try Relief Factor. It's all natural. It's not anything in there that's going to hurt you. Vitamins, supplements, and minerals that are good for you. It'll help you reduce swelling in areas where you might have swelling, like in my case, it's always my ankle, which is bothering me right now, but it is what it is. And you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. There's a little tutorial there that tells you all about what's in the product and how it works and this, that, and the other. Check it out. I'm just going to tell you it works for me, and maybe it'll work for you, too. After all you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, let's see here. We might have Nelson up there in Jasper. Is that you? Good morning, caller.
Hi. Yes, this is Virginia.
Oh, hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from Tallahassee.
Okay, what's up? Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask a favor. You should know that I am also an immigrant, a legal immigrant, and I'm running for the 5th Congressional District here in northern Florida. And because of the coronavirus, with so many things being canceled and you're being discouraged to go out in public if you don't need to. I wonder if you and your listeners can help us candidates petition the governor to perhaps make some modification to the requirement that we have to have 5,000 petitions signed.
Oh, yeah. Now, isn't there another way around that? Can't you just pay a fee of some sort?
Well, I am a grassroots candidate, and I don't have the resources, so I have been doing the petition route. Obviously, your listeners can choose to support my campaign. I am open to accepting any kind of support.
Well, let me just give you an opportunity because I got some more callers on the line. Give us the website or how they can find you.
The website is www.fullerforcongress.com. And on my website, I have a documentary that I had produced, and if they watch that, they will get a pretty good sense of my character and what I stand for. I am a pro-life, pro-gun, and a big supporter of President Trump. I am also a minority.
All right, well, thank you very much, and you got it out there, and we'll see what the listeners do. Thank you very much. Okay, well, let's see here. I do believe on the line we've got a resident professional professor emeritus. There we go. Dan the Man, is that you?
That's me.
Okay.
You know, you played a little bit of Larry Kudlow.
Oh, yeah.
I consider Kudlow a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you can't even talk about fundamentals of the economy because nobody knows what they are.
No, it's changing.
It's changed. There's no way to measure. When he said it was a paradigm shift in our history, no truer words were ever spoken.
Uh-huh.
But right now, this our country's kind of running blind, at least from a GDP standpoint, because we have no idea where we're at on the radar, the economic radar.
Yeah.
I mean, President Trump should stand up tomorrow and say, okay, the crisis is over. Everybody go back to school. Everybody go back to work. Open up the restaurants, the malls, the bars, whatever. And we could be looking at 20% unemployment.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be worse than what a lot of people think. But what I am tickled about is how big he looks, how good he looks as a leader.
Yeah,
President Trump. He's making twiddly D and twiddly dumb Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden look irrelevant.
You're right.
Biden, I listened to on the television today. That was Donald Trump light. He was doing an impression of, and he wasn't doing a very good one.
Biden is not going to go anywhere. I don't care how many delegates he gets, and Bernie Sanders is done. He was done before he even got started when he started running his mouth about some of the stuff he was talking about, the socialist stuff, especially when he talked about Cuba in Florida, and the Cubans went ballistic. They went ballistic.
Well, yeah, Fidel Sanders should have never said that, period. But to do it in Florida, how stupid is that?
He doesn't care.
Stupid is that stupid, but I do think the last 4 years, the Bernie supporters of 2016 have grown up a little bit, and they're not there where they were, and it kind of tells you what the Democrats thought of Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
So I think any notion of her trying to grab the nomination at their convention this summer is null and void. It's not going to happen because she was just not liked by the Democrats. The party elite in
that's,
her party.
That's why my money is on Kamala Harris. She's a friend of the Obamas, and I think they're the ones pushing the buttons.
I don't know how attractive. I don't know how attractive she would be as a presidential candidate.
I'm just telling you that's what I think because she's a friend of the Obamas. I still think they're pushing the buttons.
I think Barack has a thing for her too,
mm-hmm.
with Kamala Harris. But anyway. I just find it funny the way they're reacting. And right now, I don't see how anybody could defeat him, but I don't know how this is going to play out over the summer. You know, it's going to be a trek trying to jumpstart this economy back to health. Because we're not going to go back to 2.5% unemployment anytime soon. So I would think what,
Well, every time we've
Larry
gone...
Kudlow,
Every time we've gone through something like this, Dan, we've come back as strong or stronger than before. I can remember at least a half dozen occasions where something similar to this has happened, not a virus per se. Well, no, wait, I take that back. The swine flu, the H1N1, and then going back before that, a lot of different things happened. But we always have come back as strong or stronger. It's not an instantaneous thing to where you're going to flip a light bulb and all of a sudden, boom, we're all back to normal. But when it happens, it explodes.
But the country's always changed a little bit after.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Be it the Great Recession or 9/11 or the Great Depression or even, you know, a Cuban Missile Crisis. We come back different. And we're going to come back a little different. Hopefully it'll be positive and not negative. But the economy, we're going to be bumping on the bottom for a long time to come before we get back to where we were early part of February. Throughout the first 3 years of President Trump's term, because it's going to be a hard slog getting back to those
would you agree the world is now in a recession?
And a bad one at that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The EU. I think, too, this is a nice way for China to say, you want a trade war, United States? We'll give you a virus. And I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, you're seeing it with the EU. You're seeing it with the United States, both were starting to finally get together to try to get a handle on what the Chinese were doing. And so they kind of won round one. At least it's been fought to a draw. But yet this has slowed the whole global economy down, this virus. So
we'll
see how it...
Very quietly yesterday, my friend, they sailed another American warship through one of those contested areas.
Well, when they can put a... When they take one of our nuke submarines and put it into Cam Ranh Bay or Da Nang, you know the relationship with Vietnam has changed, and you know we're seriously going to deal with the Chinese.
And they were there with the Vietnamese.
Chinese are scared more of our submarines than our carriers.
Yep.
So that's one way of looking at it. But we made that Frankenstein, and we're having a hard time trying to control it. We've built something that's, I don't know if we can ever defeat completely, but if you're going to get serious with it, you have to cut Chinese dealings with American financial institutions, because that would bring the Chinese down to their knees.
Well, you can enjoy the nice cheap gas prices for a while, because they're going to be there. The price, the long-range price you get of oil by the barrel is sitting at $30 right now.
You know, realistically, that's where it should be at all the time.
Well, I know that, and you know that. Now they'll turn around and revamp their financing up there in the fracking areas, and they'll go back at it again here once they get cranked up.
Yeah, well, there'll be more consolidation with Frank. But Captain, it's always good talking to you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, my man, Dan the Man, our professor emeritus up there in Indiana. And we're coming right back to our first military and veterans news segment coming right up here. Some interesting news, veterans news tonight. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. Started out by checking them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and the other one is here in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, Pinellas County. I'm in Hillsborough County. But the National Aviation Academy can offer you the opportunity to have a tremendous career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the possibility exists for you to do a lot better than that. because it's all based on your God-given ability as to what you can do and how you can do it. And the better you get at what you're doing, the more you'll make. It's just that simple. How about that? Simple, good old American know-how. So, check them out online. NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour that they have there at the National Aviation Academy. Either campus, Concord, Mass. Or Clearwater, Florida. Alrighty. Did you know that the military has been very active and very involved in what's been going on with the coronavirus outbreak since before we actually had heard a lot about it in the newspapers and on the media? Did you know that? Because we have 14, count them, 14 military labs right now that are working on this. Now, they're working on it in a couple of ways. Number one is, of course, to find a vaccine and get that produced. And number two is to find out what this coronavirus strain does, COVID number 19, what this is doing, what's particular about it, how to combat it, how to fight it. Now, I haven't said this tonight, but I'm going to say it now. And this is something that I have found out from my sources. And they're not talking about this as much as I think they should be. The warmer it gets, okay, the warmer it gets, the harder it is for this virus to spread. And it actually will start to die off. Now, think about that for a minute. It was almost 90 degrees yesterday in Florida and the day before. And the kids on the beaches are flaunting it, you know, the spring breakers and all that stuff. They're having a good time. They come down here for the beach. Okay, I got it. They're out there. And everybody's going, oh, look at that. Look, they're closer than 6 feet together. Oh, my God, look at that. Oh, give me a break. Number one. Okay, number one, tourism is what makes Florida go. Now, if they close the beaches down here, the tourists will leave, the kids will leave, the spring breakers, they'll hop in their cars, they'll go to Alabama, they'll go to, I don't know, Georgia, South Carolina, wherever they can find a beach to get on. Maybe even Texas. I don't know. I don't hear about anybody complaining about them over there. But here's the deal. All right. Beaches were meant for people to be on for various reasons. And just because there's a large amount of people and they're fairly close together and they're not all 6 feet apart and all that stuff, it's never going to happen with the younger people who feel that they're more invincible. You know, you've been there. Anybody that's been young at one time, or maybe some of you are right now listening to me, you feel you're invincible. It's not going to happen to me. I can't possibly get that thing. And all of a sudden, boom. But when you do get it, it's going to be like the flu. And in some cases, by the way, yesterday they started with the first vaccine. Experimental vaccine on four or five patients. Now, I have been told by my contacts in the military that they actually started testing this a while ago on some of the military after doing their preliminary stuff with the animals, the lab animals. Now, where they're at with all that, I don't know, but that's what I was told. And this may come along sooner rather than later because everything's on a fast track to try to do things to try to help slow it down. And, of course, you got to be reasonable about this. And, again, the military has been there since day one. And as governors across the United States start asking for help from the military, They're going to be activating their National Guard units to help with the coronavirus response. Now, MASH units, those are the mobile hospitals. May see some of them get set up. I've already heard about two or three of them being moved around. Some of these governors that want to have, well, we need to have a new hospital. Nope. You're going to get a tent with a lot of people working under it, and it's going to be a portable hospital called a MASH unit. Some of the MASH units might be even better suited than the hospitals that they're looking to do whatever with. By the way, also, I should point out to you, the U.S. says it's repositioning some of our troops from the few smaller bases following the deadly rocket attack at Camp Taji in Iraq. They claimed the lives of two U.S. troops and a United Kingdom service member. They're moving some of our guys and girls back to get them out of harm's way and get them closer to the larger FOBs, if you will, which is a good thing. And increased teleworking by the Department of Defense employees as a response to the coronavirus has put the department's network under previously unknown levels of pressure, with everybody wanting to do the mobile thing at home, and the network won't necessarily hold up all the people that are online hooked up to the computer at one time. So the government, the DOD, is working on doing something about that, as you might well expect. And a lot of different things going on when it comes to what is, in fact, taking place. Now, military officials are giving local commanders broad authority to determine when troops will be allowed off base and how far they can travel, and whether or not additional restrictions will be placed on their family members as part of the Department of Defense's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Now, we found out yesterday that Fort Carson, Colorado, was a 30-mile area off base they could travel. That was it, period. And I'm sure today we may be hearing some other things from different outfits as they continue to change what's going on out there. And again, it's all based on where these cases are being reported and how bad they are. Now, I can tell you, we are hearing about folks, Army, also Navy, Marines, Air Force. We are hearing about people coming down with this. Now, here's something for you. Joint Base Andrews, you know, where Air Force One flies in and out of. What's going on there? What's going on there? Because they've got a health emergency now due to the fact that Travis Airman tested positive for the virus. So does that mean the president's plane won't be able to come in and out of there anymore? I don't know, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Hearts get broke, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's a highway junkie song, Trucker's Highway and Byway Report this hour, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J. And that goes out to William and the guys up there in Wyoming and Montana up there in those oil rigs. And keep the faith, guys. It's going to come back. I mean, it might not look like it right now, but it will. It will. And, oh, by the way, we got to get going here because, boy, have we got some weather coming your way. And to my favorite little nurse friend, Gwen, who's been helping me out with my leg and the problems I've had there at my doctor's office. She's going up to Colorado, first time, never seen snow. Guess what, Gwen? You're going to see it. You are going to see it. Snow for the Four Corners. Severe storms, heavy rain expected across the southern plains. Heavy rain for the Ohio Valley. Working on it today. A storm system that impacted California, and I've been telling you about it for 2 days, and the Great Basin is going to move into the Four Corners region, produce widespread heavy snowfall for the favored terrain. And that favored terrain is the mountains of Utah, the mountains of Arizona, the mountains of New Mexico, most of Colorado, the eastern part of Wyoming, the halfway across Nebraska. Hey, Al, get the snow shovel ready. And eventually it'll find its way probably into Kansas as it moves to the east out of Colorado. But right now, I'll tell you what, winter storm warnings in the eastern Wyoming area, blizzard warnings in some of those areas, as well as out on I-80 coming across Nebraska. And be careful. That's all I can tell you. Be careful. So there you go. Now, we've got fog western part of Kansas tonight. We've got fog down into the panhandle of Texas and halfway across Oklahoma, fog down through the western part of Texas from Plainview all the way down to Midland, Texas. And got some rain, heavy rain, some thunderstorms in the Dallas Metroplex area moving towards Arkansas and the southeastern part of Oklahoma right now, too. And oh, let's see here. Some fog up in South Dakota, or I'm sorry, not South Dakota, South Carolina and North Carolina in the mountains. So along I-85 and I-77 coming out of Charlotte, headed north, you'll be in some fog there. And that's about it. Now, remember, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop by, get a free cup of coffee, and keep on trucking. All right, well, we've got Larry on the phone from St. Pete. Good morning, Larry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Captain. I was listening to the press conference that Trump and Dr. Birch and Dr. Fauci and the Admiral Surgeon General gave. And Dr. Birch gave some numbers, and I crunched the numbers of the rate. If they didn't do everything they're doing to try to curtail, you know, when the rate of increase of infections and deaths, like, for example, a couple of days ago, there was approximately 50 deaths and 3,000 infections that they knew of. But at the rate it is increasing exponentially, et cetera, without any interventions, in 4 weeks, by my calculator, there would be, And they're not going to tell you this, but that's what my numbers show. There'd be 7.5 million infections and 150,000 deaths. And at 10%, they predict, you know, like, for example, that would need hospitalization. That would be like needing 750,000 hospital beds. Mm-hmm. And they said that there's only a capacity right now in the nation of 650,000 hospital beds. So I just, and, you know, the things they say that need to be done that some people are maybe not following, the young people, you know, they're really serious. They need to be done or, you know, like their older people are going to, you know, die on them. And, you know, the Democrats will use this rate of increase, which is going to happen no matter what. It's right. Just they're trying to make it as small as possible. And they don't want to probably say these kinds of numbers, but I could see it. And the Democrats, you know, Biden and all, they're going to use, and of course, fake news stations.
Yeah.
They're going to use every increase, you know, to slam him.
Yep.
And, you know, the New York Times, you know, they distorted everything he said so bad. He called him on it in the press conference. He said, I'll be bipartisan with them as long as they will do that. But if they're going to, you know, if their media is going to, you know, be partisan and attack me, I'm going to attack them back. I have to because I'm all they got, I got against them, you know, is myself.
Okay.
And he's right on. So anyway, that's my comment.
All right, well,
I want to say one last thing.
Okay.
Which I've said before, which is he's the greatest president I've ever seen.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you there. I mean, he's totally different, and I like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was my hero, but I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is shocking everybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ronald Reagan was great, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm not knocking him, but this man's on another level.
All right, I got to go, Larry.
Thank you, Doug, Captain.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and that's Larry in St. Pete. All right. On the telephone line, and good morning, Flip. On the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Everybody is talking about the coronavirus, and they're talking about the different things that have been going on, you know, as far as the press conferences yesterday. We had a lot of conversation there. We're going to get into a conversation after the top of the hour about the military and the 14 labs that are working full-time right now for the people and have been for quite some time. And the main thing I think that we should start with is perhaps what happened in Florida last night. And we had a primary. And Bernie Sanders got about 390,000 votes, and Joe Biden got about 1.1 or something like that million. And I think Bernie found out what happened when you open mouth and insert foot down here in Florida.
It was pretty ugly for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, because when he said that, he was the leader in the clubhouse in Florida until he said what he said about Cuba.
Well, yeah, we have obviously a very large Cuban population, and I think he probably necessarily underestimated the power of that population.
Yeah, and they still control the vote down there in South Florida for the most part, usually anyway. But the president did very well. He sewed up his nomination in terms of delegate numbers here with Florida's win last night. He's now got 1,330. He needed 1,276. Biden, I think it was winner-take-all for Biden because he took Arizona, he took Florida, and he took Illinois.
He probably would have taken Ohio, but they obviously canceled it. So, yeah.
But
he's got a lot of thinking to do today, doesn't he?
Yep, absolutely. Kamala Harris for VP, right?
Well, I have a feeling that could be the case. So, you know, watch out, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. We've been talking about that for a while. You and I first said that, and you said to me, well, I said it to you, or you said it to me first, and I said, no, I actually agree with you. I think you're right.
I want to be wrong, but just, you know, hold on to your tushies on
that one. All right, and Steve and Thailand just chimed in. Good morning, Steve and Thailand. We appreciate your comment. I'll read it after the top of the hour. But Denise Simon will be right back with me right after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. Get the popcorn ready. If you're in a daytime area of the country, or world for that matter, and get yourself another cup of coffee, and we'll be right back right around the corner here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.